Thought game. That's a big win in a kind of a critical time in the season. That's a good football team who came in here, and our guys played really well. A couple things, just a couple notes. We started fast. We got a three and out, went down and scored. That's how you want to start the game. We turn it over, but we don't allow any points. Our sudden change defense has been tremendous all year. Credit Dean Pease, the coaches, the players, guys in the back end. We've been doing a great job of getting off the field. Tie that into two fourth down stops in the third quarter. So I just think our defense did a tremendous job with that. Offensively, we did a really good job with, they threw everything at us. I mean, they threw the kitchen sink at us defensively, scheme-wise. We got every blitz, every kind of front coverage that you can. They're disguising really well. I thought Mike Smith and Mike Nolan did a great job with their game plan. And they got us a few times early, but our coaches and Joe did a great job of figuring out what they were doing. We settled down a little bit. And we were able to move the ball and make them pay a couple times. That was really important for us. Five sacks, and really numerous quarterback hits on a guy that doesn't get hit very often. He scooted out of there a few times. That shows you how good Matt Ryan is. But I credit our guys for keeping him in there and then for getting him, just culminated by Terrell Suggs getting the safety. And I was looking hard at challenging that. And we didn't feel like we had the knee on the ground. We just couldn't see it. And then Sizz made it a moot point very quickly, so that was good. And then we were 11 out of 15 on defense on third down, getting off the field, which is big. Shut out after three quarters. So really a team win. Saw the special teams did a great job with Devin Hester. Jerry did a great job getting those guys ready. We had some tremendous schemes on kickoff lined up. We got them at the 15 two or three times. We did a great job with that. Had a couple returns. Had the return on the punt. This is something you don't work on very often. That was big. We heard the muff punt, which was unfortunate. But our guys bounced back from that as well. So I just thought all three phases, credit to the coordinators and the coaches, and it was really a team win.
John, scheme-wise, is it tough for an offense to, as far as protection-wise, when you have Suggs, Dumervil, and McVee all seemingly in a big groove right now, is it tough for an offense to protect when you have three guys at that high level of pass rush right now?
Yeah, it's very tough. I mean, you know, it's anytime you've got a number of guys rushing at the level they're rushing at, and it's really not just those guys, because our linebackers, you know, you take Mosley and Darrell Smith, I'll forget a couple guys, but really all of our guys are doing a great job. I think CB and Ted and Wink doing a great job of teaching those guys how to rush the passer in various situations, and it's paid off for us.
What can you tell us about Cox?
Morgan's got a torn ACL, so Morgan's going to be out for the year. I'm sorry to report that. Thanks for asking. We'll be looking for a long snapper.
So Elodie's not going to keep doing
it? No, but he did a good job there. You know, it's funny because, I tell you, credit Jerry again, Rosberg. I mean, I'm you know, kind of the headsets weren't working just right, and I'm thinking we got Elodie. We go for two. I tell Gary go for two, and Jerry's got the guys out there. No, we're gonna go for two. We don't have a long snapper, and Jerry's like, just let him do it. Let's get the rep out here, and he was exactly right, and he did a great job with it.
John, your perception of Will Hill first game. What did you see from him so far?
From what I could tell, he played well. He flew around, made a tackle or two, I think, that I saw. He did iron a couple things up timing-wise on some pressures, if I remember right, and continue to work on the communication. But for the first game, you know, being kind of out for six straight weeks, it looked like he played well.
John, it looks like when on the fourth down, throwing the touchdown pass, some of the Falcons on the field looked a little upset by going. What's your feeling at that point for taking a shot like that?
Well, maybe I have more respect for their team than they do. I mean, it's a 13-point game at that point with plenty of time left on the clock. We don't have a long snapper. So snapping the ball back there in that situation and risking any number of bad things that could happen to us, put them right back in the game wouldn't be smart. So I don't know that we were expecting necessarily to get, and we certainly weren't expecting a touchdown, but we get all press man coverage, and that's what we do. And our guys made a play. So that's just football. And it was big for us because it sealed the game at that point. The game was far from sealed at that point.
Can you just talk a little bit about Owen Daniels? And, I mean, just that acquisition this offseason just looks like it's paying dividends more and more now.
Yeah, Owen, we didn't expect him maybe to be this much in the forefront, and yet he's handled it tremendously well. He's had a great season. He blocks. He makes big catches. You know, just can't say enough about Owen.
John, Elvis Dumervil was saying that a big topic of conversation is we're just getting started here on defense. Mm-hmm. The last couple weeks with the pass rush tuned up, it seems like the secondary is playing well. Have you sensed anything for your defense the last couple weeks, like something click?
I think we've just been building. You know, I think we've been putting one brick on top of another and going through a process and trying to get better every single day. And when you do that, you can move down the road and improve. You know, and our guys take it seriously. They come to work every day. they have they bring their lunch box, they bring their blue shirts, you know, and they go to work.